the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And on the phone right now on their way to the airport because they just finished taping the Today Show. And they're on their way to the airport. I guess you're on your way back to Chicago or are you going back to Florida?
We're headed to New York, Tom. We're here in D.C. with Reverend Sharpton.
Oh.
And he made us feel real good. He thanked you all in Baltimore, and Tracy and Sabrina are here with you this morning. And we just have feel a great sense of relief, Tom.
That's Ben Crump, the attorney, the family attorney. Mr. Martin, Tracy Martin.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I feel, as a parent, you know, I feel for you, especially a parent of sons. And I've often wondered what I would do or how crazy I would get if something ever happened to one of my sons. I'm wondering, did you, before this happened, did you think like that? And now that it has happened, looking back.
My thoughts were actually,
you know, I just wanted to keep a calm and level head, because I knew from the beginning I actually wanted to do something good for Trayvon, and you know, as a parent, the thought always crossed your head to seek revenge, but we got strong faith, and it's just. I'm a firm believer in the Bible, and an eye for an eye just wasn't going to get it for us in this instance. We just really relied on the people supporting us, standing with us, and we knew through all this that we'll eventually get something done.
Yeah.
Did you all ever have to have the conversation with your sons that parents are having now?
We actually grew up in Miami, so... Miami is considered a melting pot, and we have all types of nationalities in Miami. So we never even considered racial profiling. We had conversations with him about different things that went on in the news, but this really hit home.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Now, you said the hard work has now happened getting to this point, Mr. Crump. Now the even harder work starts as you prepare for the case?
Mr. Crump. He's getting Mr. Crump right now.
Oh, okay. As far as, did you have conversation with the special prosecutor, Angela Corey? Did either of you, Mr. Martin or Ms. Fulton?
I talked to him a lot, and it's one of those situations. There's some evidence there that certainly gives a basis for the charge. We've always maintained that George Zimmerman, this armed vigilante, and we hear from the 911 tapes that he stopped Trayvon. This dispatcher told him he didn't have to do that, and he chased him. And so there's some evidence there, apparently, that the special prosecutor has that corroborates that he stopped Trayvon Martin as he was trying to get home and killed him.
Do you know what the evidence was that made her decide to have him arrested?
You know, Tom, we always said from day one that there was enough evidence there to arrest him. The big thing today is that they charged him with second-degree murder. Everybody was assuming it was going to be a manslaughter charge, but after they vetted that evidence, and what we believe is there's something in the evidence, Tom, that tells them that this guy had a depraved mind when he went after Trayvon Martin. And for us lawyers out there, what that simply means is they got a piece of evidence to say that this wasn't negligent, this wasn't recklessness. There was some motive in there when he was going after him. And I think it has a lot to do with them saying he could have stopped, but he kept going after Trayvon. He was going to detain Trayvon for whatever reason that morning.
Well, Ben Crump, yesterday when you were on the show, you said that they had no idea as to where his location was. And were you surprised when they arrested him?
You know, I was surprised and relieved. And Sabrina and Tracy, we were all relieved because it was them who asked that question. Is he ever going to be brought to justice? Because his lawyers didn't know where we're at. But thank God for the Justice Department and Eric Holder and President Obama. They're having a good federal system that covers the whole country. Because we know he wasn't in the state of Florida. He flew black yesterday. We did find that out.
Do you anticipate the change of venue for the trial?
You know, that is going to be the huge issue, yeah, because we've learned from Sammy Ballard with Rodney King. We learned from Martin Anderson in the boot camp case. If the makeup of the jury is a certain way, it doesn't matter what the facts or evidence is. And that's troubling because Sanford, Florida is a very conservative venue. It's predominantly Caucasian. So it's about 81% white. And the question is, are you going to have any diversity on that jury? We don't know.
Mr. Martin and Ms. Fulton, how are Trayvon's siblings?
They're holding up. Javar's is the oldest. He's holding up pretty good. Then I have two younger children, Demetrius and Takira, and they're certainly holding up. It's an emotional roller coaster for them as well right now because they lost their brother. And it's tough for the both of them. It's tough for Javaris. It's tough for people that knew Trayvon in general.
How you getting along financially? Are you guys back at work?
No, we haven't went back to work yet. We had to take leave of absence from our jobs in this pursuit to get justice. And we're getting by. We have people supporting us.
You need some help? Need some help with some bills?
Yes, definitely.
Is there a fund set up where people can do that?
Yes,
but right now we're taking them through the attorney's office.
Okay.
Attorney Parks and Crump out of Tallahassee.
All right, we'll get that information and hopefully within the hour and pass that on.
I know you got some bills due. Ben, send me some of those bills and I'll take care of them. All right.
Can you repeat that, Tom? I'm sorry.
I said I know they got some bills due, and it's been a long time since they probably seen a check. And send me a handful of those bills and I'll take care of them. All right.
Oh, man, God bless you, Fred. And you know, let me say this: the journey. This is on the first base, Tom. We still have this stand your ground law that is going to be a hard way to get to second base. And the reason being, Tom, and for all of America, we got to stay vigilant because a single judge now gets to listen to Zimmerman's defense. And if he buys Zimmerman's defense, he can dismiss the case and Zimmerman won't be held accountable. So Trace and Sabrina got to keep this visual going for justice, and Tom and you, all of America, your listeners and rolling, we got to stay on this because we're not out of the woods by a long shot, but getting justice for Trayvon.
All right.
This is the first step. Congratulations on that, right. But God bless you all.
And thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Brad.
Thank you so much.
All right.